Hollitzer trifft. Der Podcast mit TA-Chefredakteur Jan Hollitzer mitten aus dem Leben. Präsentiert mitten aus Thüringen von PwC in Erfurt. Ihr starker Partner in der Region, wenn es um Wirtschaftsprüfung und Beratung geht.
Hallo bei Hollitzer trifft. Heute treffe ich Ex-Spice Girl Mel C. Und mit ihr habe ich mich über Skype verabredet. Sie hält sich derzeit in London auf, wird aber am Samstag in der Fernsehsendung Klein gegen Groß zu sehen sein. Und dort wurde ihr natürlich als Ex-Sporty Spice eine sportliche Aufgabe übertragen. Ich spreche mit ihr über ihr neues Album, darüber, wie man über viele Jahre hinweg erfolgreich bleiben kann und wie sie als internationaler Popstar die Einschnitte für die Veranstaltungs- und Musikbranche während Corona wahrnimmt. Sie plaudert aber auch über ganz besondere Herausforderungen persönlicher Art in Bezug auf Homeschooling zum Beispiel mit ihrem Kind. Und dieser Podcast ist auch eine Premiere, denn das Gespräch habe ich mit ihr auf Englisch geführt. Und das wiederum war auch für mich eine ganz besondere Herausforderung. Ich wünsche viel Spaß. Nice to see you.
See you too. Where are you?
I'm in my office and I just had a chat with a local politician. So now it's really a contrast and I'm very pleased about it. It's the first time. It's my first time in this podcast to speak English.
Okay.
Yeah. We are going international right now.
You are. I'm impressed.
Yes. And hopefully we have a good chat and talk. So my first time. How do you deal with first times?
Oh wow! I think like everyone, the first time for anything, first day at a new job, first time you're performing a new song, it's always the anxiety is always a little bit higher. Isn't it? Experience makes everything so much easier. But I think it's important to have first times and to kind of face your fears and be courageous.
Yeah. And you're still nervous when you're performing?
Always, yeah. I think most performers are. I think a lot of performers are perfectionists or failed perfectionists, and you care, you know, you always want to be your absolute best. So that obviously puts a lot of pressure on the performance. And I think it's only natural to feel nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your new album is released in the 1st of October, I think so.
Yeah.
And we're going on tour.
Yes, that is the plan. We find ourselves in a very strange time for making plans to travel and to perform. But I felt it was important to have something to look forward to. And we are constantly monitoring the situation. We have all learned to adapt quite quickly. I think humans are quite good at doing that. So we are, we're hoping we can get out in the spring. If it's not the spring, it will be later in the year.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to make plans at this time?
I feel, personally for me, it's been important because I feel like we can get bogged down with the uncertainty of everything, and our lives have completely changed, haven't they, from what we knew. Look, only a year ago, we would never have imagined this happening, what's happening in the world right now. So, yeah, personally for me, it's important because I think it's quite easy in these situations to lose hope. And, as humans, we need some light at the end of the tunnel, as we say here in the UK.
Yeah. You are in the UK right now?
I'm in London. Yeah, I'm at home in London. And I've really had no travel like I would usually have. I've been lucky enough to get to Germany a few times. We have the safe passage between our countries, and I'm so grateful for that. I love to travel. I love to be in the countries that enjoy my music. And Germany is a very important country to me in that respect.
But the situation in UK is getting worse at this time?
It would seem so. Yeah, we seem to be in our second wave. And yesterday there was a lot of local restrictions that were tightened. London seems to be business kind of as usual at the moment, but my family in the north are in quite different situation.
And how you came through the corona pandemic till the moment right now?
I've felt really lucky because I've had the new album and new music to promote. It's kept me really focused. And, you know, it's almost been a distraction. At the beginning of the campaign, when I was planning to release everything, I questioned whether it was the right thing to do and how we were going to do it. You know, all of my promotional trips were cancelled. I had to rethink everything. But I knew that there were fans waiting for new material. And I started doing live Q&As on YouTube. And I realized that keeping that connection with people was really important. It was something that they look forward to. But then I found, actually, I would look forward to it as well. And I found, even though we felt quite isolated through this time, it's been important to stay in touch, whether it's friends, family, through work. And I realized it was really important to release the new music because it's offered some kind of distraction for everybody out there. And the music's empowering and upbeat. It's a dance-inspired pop record. And it talks about self-acceptance and being comfortable in my own skin and overcoming the odds. And I think at a time like this is when we need music and the things that can, you know, take us out of our everyday situation for a moment.
So is the new album influenced by the pandemic, by the coronavirus?
This album was more influenced by 2019, which for me was one of the most incredible years of my life. I was back on stage with the Spice Girls. We were playing stadiums, bigger venues than we had done in the 90s.
But
so
only,
that was crazy.
But only four of them, right?
Just the four of us, which in the beginning I was concerned about. But actually, as much as Victoria was involved behind the scenes and she was, you know, we wanted her to be happy with everything and we felt like she was there in spirit. But the fans were quite accepting of it just being the four of us. And it was one of my most cherished memories of being a Spice Girl, being back on stage with them last year. And that was the moment I was able to have reflection and everything, you know, throughout my career, throughout my life, over the last 25 years. And that was really the inspiration behind this album. And I feel lucky because it was all from very positive experiences. I was able to make this positive sounding music, which has come out in a time where people need some hope and positivity.
Which one is your favorite Spice Girl?
I love how you ask that question. Like it's not contentious in anyone, anywhere. Like, would you like a cup of tea? Who's your favorite Spice Girl? That was the question of the 90s, wasn't it? Which one's your favorite? I don't have a particular favorite. I love them all equally, but all differently. You know, we are very different people and personalities, which is part of the beauty of the Spice Girls. But I think I love them all in equal measure. They all drive me nuts in equal measure, and I love them in equal measure.
And when you think about the past, were you fine with that you became a sporty Spice?
Yeah, I love my moniker. I think it's very fitting. They were all given to us by Top of the Pops magazine, and it was a throwaway article that just stuck. And we were given our names and our appearance or our personality. And I always wear sportswear, and I'm very athletic. And we love them. We became caricatures of those nicknames. And I think we feel, you know, quite passionate about our nicknames now. We wouldn't want them any to be anything else. And we completely embrace them.
But you're quite successful also as a solo artist in the past years. I guess the most successful of the ex-Spice Girls, right?
Yeah, but you know, I think another wonderful thing about the Spice Girls is with our individuality is that I've never found myself comparing myself to them. You know, we've all gone on to be very successful in our lives through our careers, having wonderful families. And, you know, personally for me, all of my energy has, not all of my energy, I've done different things, but my passion is music. So I've put most of my energy into that area. And, you know, and I've had a varied career, like a lot of artists, you know, there's been ups and downs. And I I feel very lucky that I'm still here on my 8th solo record, making the music that I love, that's being received so well, both by critics and the fans. So it's a good time. It's a good time to be me. And I feel like now more than ever, I completely embrace being a Spice Girl, being Sporty Spice, but being a solo artist, because I am all of those things every day. You know, I don't wear my Spice Girl hat one day and then my, you know, solo career hat the other day. It's something I am all of the time. So that's an important message, I think, on this album as well, to really embrace all aspects of who we are as people.
Mm-hmm. But also sounds like a big pressure with to deal with different personalities.
Oh, what within the band?
No, for yourself.
For yourself? No, because I am all of those things, and you know, and we all are so many things. You know, if you are a parent, you are a colleague, you are a friend, you are a lover. You know, there's so many sides to us, and we have to flip from one to the next within, you know, the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned family, and I read that you had a big competition with homeschooling, right?
Yeah, I think for us, when we were in the very strict lockdown and our children couldn't attend school, like many parents around the world, we were faced with the challenge of homeschooling. And I was working as well. So I was kind of working full time as well as having children at home and trying to coach them through their homeschooling. My daughter's 11. So she's kind of an age where she can motivate herself, mm-hmm. but she's not very good at self-motivation. So yeah, I was just making sure she was doing what she needed to do. I didn't have ridiculous expectations. I know myself, I got on with my schoolwork, but it was all the other stuff that was my passion, like my drama and music and sport. So yeah, as long as she was doing what she needed to not fall behind, that was okay.
Uh-huh. My biggest daughter is also 11, but at that time I can answer her questions. But if she's getting older, school time is so far away.
It's, you know, and things are different. You know, you look, especially when it comes to something like maths, there's different ways of working things out now, and it's, and they confuse, you know, my daughter confuses me, then I confuse her, and then we're all confused. So yeah, there does come a point, I think, as a parent, when you start to feel redundant when it comes to schooling.
Yeah. And wants your daughter also to be a pop star?
Absolutely not. I feel quite thankful that her passions lie elsewhere. She is very artistic. In fact, she's a wonderful artist. And she'd like to do something in design, which is very exciting. Yeah. And she loves music and she loves dancing and she loves singing. But it's definitely not her first love.
Yeah. So you're part also of the Yellow Press, so-called Yellow Press. And are you reading the Yellow Press or not?
I think it's probably better for your health to not read it. Being a Spice Girl, we call them the tabloids here in England.
Yeah.
And they, especially in the 90s, were exceptionally cruel. I think just as culture has changed, they have to be more careful now with the wording of stories and how they speak about people. But yeah, it's a funny old world, isn't it? I think when you are in the public eye, you are definitely putting yourself up for scrutiny. And that includes the tabloids. So that can be something quite difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm. But there's now a new player at that point. It's social networks can be also cruel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel for younger artists and people who are pursuing careers in entertainment today, because it's a very different landscape. And I think even for young people, you know, whether you're in the public eye or not, you know, whether you're at school, everybody is drawn to social media at a certain age, and it's somewhere where people can be very opinionated. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, you know, sometimes it's hard to read cruel and nasty things about yourself. I think especially when you're growing up and you haven't really fully formed who you are as a person. So, yeah, I think as parents, we have quite a difficult job helping our children navigate this whole new world.
Yeah. Yeah, you also have a big audience on Instagram and other networks. Do you think about that? That you have
responsibility
on,
or influence? Yeah,
responsibility.
You know, I
responsibility.
Think. Yeah, well, from a really young age, you know, with the Spice Girls, we realized and recognized that we had a very young fan base. So even though we were quite young adults ourselves and still realizing who we were and, you know, maybe making a few mistakes along the way, we realized that we had to be careful because we had this platform and we could influence people. Mm-hmm. So that's something I've often been aware of. And then I think, you know, when you become a parent, you're a teacher, aren't you? Anyway, you're the teacher of life. So you have to behave responsibly, and you do for yourself. So I think it's just, it's something that maybe there's a little bit more pressure on you as a person to behave responsibly. But it's something I'm quite used to now.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask this question. What do you think about Harry and Meghan?
My answer to that is, I don't think about Meghan.
Because you don't read the yellow press or the tabloids?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, obviously I'm kind of aware of what's going on. They've moved to LA and stepped away from the Royals, and yeah, in all honesty, it's not something that I follow avidly. Obviously, I've met Charles, William, Harry over the years as a Spice Girl.
Yeah,
I still do lots of work with the Prince's Trust, and I find it difficult. I think everybody should be free to live the life that they want to live, and I think when you're a royal, that's very hard to move away if that's not the life you want to live. So.
So I thought
what do Germans think about it? What's like the consensus, the general consensus in Germany?
Not every German is interested in the royals. So yeah. I thought that
not every British person is interested in the royals.
That was the question. Yeah, okay. I thought it's more important than all the other politicians.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a funny old world, isn't it? I think as I've got older, I think when you have a family as well, you realise that you have your own politics to deal with. You don't need to deal with, you know, what's going on so much with other people's politics.
Yeah. How do you get your inspiration for music? What kind of music you are listening to?
I am a lover of so many different genres of music, from like being a kid, listening to the music my parents listened to, which was lots of Motown. I grew up just outside mm-hmm. Liverpool, so the Beatles is part of your education growing mm-hmm. up in the northwest of England. I grew up in the 80s, so I'm a big fan of pop music. I love Madonna, Michael Jackson. I really got into Britpop in the 90s, bands like Blur and Oasis.
Me too.
Yeah, so there's some great music in the 90s. I'm a lover of dance music as well. I love house music and rave music and drum and bass. And, you know, I'm a lover of classical music as well. I studied classical ballet for many years. So I've enjoyed lots of classical music over the years. So I think, you know, I'm always open to listen to everything and anything. And I think the last few years, I have been drawn to more electronic music. I started DJing about 2.5 years ago.
Oh.
And working on this album, I was listening to artists like Mark Ronson. He produced a beautiful record in, I think maybe that was a 2018, the Dua Lipa record. I adore some beautiful disco influences in there. I love Robin, who is a great electronic artist. I'm always listening out. I think I'm quite drawn to female artists. I really like to lyrically draw upon my own personal experiences. And, you know, then with women, I've been listening to lots over lockdown. I've been listening to Arlo Parks and Rina Sawayama. There seems to be a wealth of great young females making great music. So there's so much out there to be inspired by.
Yeah. That was a lot. How difficult is it to be successful over such a long time? Because you also had sad times, I read, but to stay successful.
Yeah, It is. It's tough. I think to become successful is very difficult. You know, you can be super talented, but there's so many other things that come into play. Obviously, you need some luck along the way. And I was lucky enough to be part of the Spice Girls, which really set me up and enabled me to go on and have a solo career. And that has had its ups and downs. You know, it's been tough. I became an independent artist in, was it maybe like, well, the early noughties, maybe about 2004. I released my first album as an independent artist in 2005. And yeah, kind of learning how the industry works and how you navigate that was tough. So yeah, I think you have to truly be passionate and love what you do, because sometimes it's really hard. And I've had great opportunities. I've worked in musical theatre as well as music. Mm-hmm. And I've done some radio and some TV, and now with DJing as well. And I feel like all of these opportunities have helped me become better at what I do.
At that part of the podcast, we had some technical issues. I asked Mel C if she enjoyed to be part of the German TV show Klein gegen Groß.
Yeah, it was really fun, actually. It was really fun. And I also got the opportunity to perform with some lovely dancers I've been working with, some of which were on the Spice Tour last year. So we bring in a little bit of spice to the studio as well.
Okay. How many minutes per day you work out?
It depends, actually. I've had a really busy work schedule. So, you know, I've learned over the years to listen to my body. So I'm quite tired at the moment. I went out for a little run this morning, but I was only out for half an hour. But tomorrow I'll be back in the gym. I love to do strength work as well, and I love to ride my bike. So it'll vary between 30 minutes to 90 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week is the kind of usual.
Oh, okay. Because your front cover, when we are seeing you, it's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I set a little goal for myself when I was working with the Spice Girls last year and doing stadiums. I felt like it was an opportunity I might never get again. And I wanted to be the fittest I have ever been. Mm-hmm. So I got a new nutritionist and a new trainer. And I kind of went into it with the attitude of going into the Olympics. You know, I just put
which discipline
into it. Which discipline would I be? It would have to be, I love triathlon. That's my sport. Oh. So, yeah. But it was fun because I really, you know, trained hard and ate really well and looked after myself. And I was very happy with the results. So I worked so hard towards those shows, but it's left me with a good fitness base, you know. So every now and again, if I want to get in really good shape for like a video or a photo shoot, I just need to get nice and, you know, nice and strict with myself for a couple of weeks, working hard in the gym and eating right.
Ah, triathlon is quite tough. I was a cyclist in the past, but I'm a really bad swimmer, so it's...
Lots of people find the swim the hardest bit. I think I'm quite equal on all of the disciplines, but the swimming kind of has the extra fear factor being in the water. So, it's quite nice to get that out of the way, get your wetsuit off and get on your bike.
Mm. So maybe one last question. You mentioned that you began DJing. What do you think? Maybe the culture of clubbing or dancing is changing, or could we go back to that kind of partying we know in the past?
I like to think at some point we'll get back to a world that is very recognizable to us. I, you know, personally, being a performer, working not only in music, but, you know, I've worked in theater and as a DJ, I work in nightclubs. It's a challenging time, you know, it's very concerning. Here in the UK, there's been a lot of talk over the last few days about the arts and about people and how it's affecting all of them, their livelihoods, the venues, you know, as well as the people that work there. So, I think it's a tough time, and we can't allow our culture to be destroyed by this pandemic. We really can't. I think there's enough of us who care out there. It's such a huge part of our daily lives, isn't it? Our entertainment. And I think we need to fight hard to keep it, to survive.
Yeah. Germany too. The same.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and for your time. And then we managed the technical issues.
We did it. We did it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Thank you. And I enjoyed the first time in English in my podcast.
Yay. Well done. You did it.
Thanks.
You were brilliant.
Bye.
thanks, Jan. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.